Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. As you know, usually I'm on evenings and Wednesday nights from 8 to 9, but we adjust to however we need to. People in other countries, it's like my afternoon, their evening, and all that kind of good stuff. So I have a very special guest today that you're going to really love hearing from her, and I ask you to call in if you like. The number is 347-838-9736. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what happens. You know, I also, of course, everybody knows Natalie has two sites. She has mysticlivingtoday.com. Please go check that out. The new issue will be up on October 1st. And I also have something called Stars with a Z, psychics.com. And that's up all the time. And, you know, I have advisors there and all that kind of good stuff. And the magazine is really, we're going to be doing some different things. We're expanding the classifieds with it. And I'm hoping to, you know, get a lot of people to contribute. It's not expensive, but, you know, it's fun. And I still do it anyways. It doesn't matter. So, without further ado, I'm going to welcome Barbara Berger. How are you, Barbara?
I'm fine, all the way from Copenhagen, Denmark. I'm so happy to be here. I'm really honored.
Well, you know, what time is it there, Barbara?
It's a six-hour time difference, so it's 7 p.m. in the evening here. It's after dinner already.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it works out good. Well, we gave enough advance notice on my two sites. I have banners that go back and forth there. And, of course, Candy's in the chat room right now, and she just whips things together. She's amazing. I have to give thanks to her in the beginning. She does all the marketing. She even does my Instagram. I do that, but she also posts things. And I know Barbara has been putting it everywhere that she can. And that's what it's all about, is social networking, letting everybody know about what's going on. So, Barbara, oh, my goodness, all the things you've done. You have actually written, is it 15 books? Am I correct?
Yes, 15 books I have, indeed. I'm into self-empowerment.
Oh,
and all of these 15 books, they are different ways, different methodologies, different techniques, how to free yourself and live the life that you always dreamed of living. So that's definitely what I'm into.
And I think if they understand what the formula is, because oftentimes people say, oh, yeah, sure, you know. But I'll tell you something. I have to tell you, yesterday was probably one of the best days I have had in a very long time, and I will share that with you after. But
okay.
I think it starts with belief. I think you really have to believe. You have to know that this is going to work for you or happen for you. That's the number one on the list. You have to do that. So, okay, so tell me about what you're doing right now, or let's go into some of the books that you've done. Go ahead.
Well, I think that we could start with the one that's just being re-released in the United States now on on Friday, on the 28th of September, my international bestseller, it's called The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul, is being released again in the United States for the fifth time, actually. This book is now published in 30 different languages, and it's sold almost 1 million copies so far around the world. It's been out for quite a while, and it is like the Bible for so many people, but it's not really that well known yet in the United States. So now we're doing this new edition with a lovely new cover, and it's just beautifully done by O Books. So if you go in on Amazon, you can get your copy there. It will be released on Friday. And this book is sort of the Bible of so many people, because it talks about the key to freedom and self-empowerment, which is understanding the way the mind works. And when we understand the way our minds work, then we will have the key to setting ourselves free and creating the life that we really want to live. And the basic mechanism, which is described in this book, the basic principle is that what you focus your attention on grows in your experience. That's a universal principle, a universal law. And when we understand that, then we can start practicing this understanding in our daily lives, and then we can watch the way our lives change. So all of my books are really different spins on this basic principle, but when we understand it, many people that I work as a coach also every day. People, I talk to people either in other countries on Skype or by phone, or people come to my office here in Copenhagen. And everyone that I coach is learning to apply this information in their daily lives. And so I see the magic happening to people over and over again. So if you're interested in this, if you're interested in understanding the basic principle that what you think, what you focus your attention on, is the determining factor in your experience, then I think you will enjoy this book a lot. And it's also really important in this connection to understand that we could say that there's two different things going on. There's what I call reality. And by reality, I mean whatever is happening in your life, the situation, the circumstances, the people who are showing up, that's reality, the things that are happening. But then you have the way you focus your attention on what's happening. And the way you focus your attention on what's happening, that's what determines your experience. Not so much what's happening, but how you view it, how you interpret it. Are you focusing on all the good that's possible in this situation, or are you focusing on all the problems that are possible in this situation? And the choice of focus is what determines your experience. And when we understand that, we really do have the key to freedom.
And two, sometimes it's about energy, isn't it also? I mean, there are things that I would like in my life, and I started to see something yesterday. It just kind of fell in my lap. It didn't really fall in my lap, but it did. And I'm in awe because I really never put anything out about why it couldn't happen or occur. I just knew it was my desire. So maybe that's why. But you know, don't you think though, Barbara? And I'm going to be like a devil's advocate. Okay, say you're a lady and you would like to have a relationship with a man, and you maybe have even met him already, but nothing is really going on. But don't you think that you'll get these ideas like, well, he's not going to want me because I'm not pretty enough, or even though you've met, okay, but you would like something more, you'd like to get to know this person more, and this can be for a man thinking about a woman, just using that as an example. I mean, does that mean that these doubts that you're putting out, the universe is actually picking up on, and so therefore it's like it's saying, well, okay, it doesn't sound like you really want to be in this person's life. So
I would probably explain it like this, that we're, every one of us has a vibrational frequency. The frequency that we have, the energy that we are putting out, it's right, it's all about energy. And every one of us is like a radio tower. We're broadcasting a signal to the universe. And depending on the signal that we broadcast, we attract circumstances, events, people that match our signal. That's why I say that people, for example, I do say it in this book, The Road to Power, people who complain a lot, they have a lot to complain about because their focus is on problems. And the frequency of complaining is a pretty low frequency. And so they attract people, situations, and circumstances that match that. Whereas people who are on a higher frequency, for example, if you're very enthusiastic, passionate, grateful, filled with appreciation for all the gifts in your life, that's a very high frequency. And people who are like that, they will attract situations, circumstances, and events that match that. So people who are actually grateful and positive, they have a lot to be grateful about. So it's really important when you start working with this stuff that you actually notice both in yourself, but also if you start to look at the people you know, you can identify, you know, okay, this person has a really angry vibe, and this person is a really enthusiastic person, and this person is always grouchy or complaining. And then if you start to look at their life situation, you will see that it's always a perfect match. So in answer to your question, if you don't have, you know, your self-worth, you're doubting yourself, you don't feel that, you know, you're a wonderful person and that you don't have something to offer, then you will attract accordingly. So to get in alignment with who you really are and to harmonize with the highest and best you can envision, yourself being, that will attract high quality, high vibrational things into your life. So you have to sort of slow it down and notice what you're doing.
Exactly. And the doubt comes in, and you know, everybody has doubt about things, even getting a job. Well, I'm not qualified, blah, blah, blah. But go into that interview like you are qualified. Maybe it's not on paper. I mean, that's how I always approached any place. Well, I was always Harry wherever I went, but that's how I approached it. Like, I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about it, why I would not get it. I mean, I just went in and I got it. As a matter of fact, I'd always get in higher than what I went in, what I interviewed for. So, but you know, you get on this path, I think, Barbara, that you start to think like that, and you don't. How do you switch gears? I mean, do you start to write things down and say, okay, these are the things that I want. I'm going to feel confident about it, whether it's a job, going on this trip that you've always wanted, which I have to talk to you about that, or whatever. You have to erase all the doubts, correct? You have to make sure that listening to, like, Natalie, and Natalie is putting out, she's very grateful. She does a lot for the world. She does a lot for a lot of people. That's nice. But Natalie, there's some things that Natalie would like in her life. So now Natalie has, can you just do a switch on it? I mean, can you make up for any doubts that you put?
So the answer to that question is that it's not so black and white as the way you're putting it up. Everyone who I coach, and I coach thousands of people now, when they start to understand the principle, they always have the same question as you. They're very impatient, and they say, you know, why can't I just think positive? Why can't I just attract all the things that I want? And I say that it doesn't work like that. We've all been programmed from our childhood, from the society we grew up in, the families we grew up. So we all have a lot of negative sort of beliefs going, circulating around in our heads that we're not even very aware of. And then you read a book like my book, The Road to Power, or some of my other books, and then you start to wake up to the fact of what you're actually thinking, and that what you're focusing on and what you're thinking, how it attracts more of the same to you. And a lot of people, they come and they say, oh, my God, you know, I'm thinking so negative. I didn't realize I had so many negative thoughts. And that's why I always say to everyone, it's why I call this gradual change mental training, that as we become aware of sort of our unconscious conditioned responses to whatever's going on, we start to discover how much negative garbage we have actually floating around. It's really true. And so we have to work on cleaning it up, telling a better story gradually. And again, it's not a good idea to beat yourself up also on this front, because it's better to say, you know, I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to understand the principle. I'm learning this thing little by little. I'm cleaning up my mental act, and slowly, 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 I can see more good things coming in my life. So in other words, it's in every situation you raise your frequency by telling a better story. In other words, okay, I might not be perfect, but I have a lot of good qualities. So in other words, you have to sort of soften this whole mental story that you've got going on, and then you have to reach for the next better feeling thought, the best feeling thought you can think. And often it's not possible to jump, you know, to wild enthusiasm and passion and gratitude, but you can certainly move yourself a little bit up the frequency scale. And you know when you move yourself up the frequency scale because you feel a bit better. So little by little, I mean, one of the affirmations that I have in the book, in the very beginning of the book, and I didn't make this affirmation, but it's a universal, really an old mantra, and it's every day in every way I am getting better and better. It was, you probably heard it. It was Emile Coué, a French doctor that invented it in the 1800s, but it's a great affirmation, because it's every day in every way I am getting better and better. It's not specific. It doesn't say how it's going to happen. It doesn't say what's going to happen. It doesn't say when it's going to happen, but it's this positive approach to whatever's going on in your life. So I use this affirmation really a lot with people, and people have the most amazing experiences with this affirmation. And the deal is to say it out loud 15 times in a row, at least 3 times a day. And whether or not you believe it, magic will happen when you use it. I have actually cured people of so many amazing problems, but just getting them to repeat this affirmation. So whoever's listening in, if you write it down now, try it. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. And you have to say it with feeling. You have to think about what it says.
Right.
You have to believe it. So that's
right.
The work.
Because you're
that's
putting it out there.
You're putting it out there.
You're putting
I
it out there. And now, so probably a lot of people go into situations, I'm going to use a job, something, you know, that they worked hard for. They have their great education, and then they get to the interview, and they don't get selected. But you see, what that does, Barbara, is it pushes them back. It's very hard. I mean, it's almost like they're in this hole, and it makes them go a little lower because, well, great, I didn't get that. I worked so hard. I've got everything that is needed, but something still didn't fly right. I was not hired. Why? So in that instance, how do they handle that?
First of all, I would say that it's a sign that something better is waiting for you. So that's the one
thing.
That's
what I tell them.
Yeah, but that's what I tell them too. Again, but also because you have to get over the idea of competition. Even though, you know, there might be, I mean, I had this one guy, I was just coaching this business guy, and he has a very high position, but he was tired and he wanted to go have another job. And so I was coaching him through the whole process. And then he got after the first thing and then selected, and then there were 5 candidates left. So he was so surprised when I said to him, well, you're going to get this job when you believe that you are the best choice for this job. And that was like, yeah, but how can I believe that I'm the best choice? Well, you won't get it unless you believe that. And so we worked on trying to get to the point where he actually himself believed that he was the best choice for this job. And lo and behold, he went in, did his thing, and really felt that he was the best choice. And there were originally 300 people who had applied for this job. He got it. But he worked, and he worked, and he worked with his own frequency, with his own vibrational frequency, and his own feeling about his ability. So it's a process. It's a process.
It is, and as little kids, we're growing up with this stuff in us, and it just comes from life, you know, and it's tough to do a reverse, to do a switch, to know that you are the very best that you can be. I mean, people, I'm going to use myself as an example, you know, they'll say, well, how do you do all of this? First of all, I love it. So that's the big thing for me. Second of all is, my one gal, her name is Jackie, and Candy's listening, she knows who that is. She'll say, well, how do you feel about interviewing some pretty famous people? I said, they're just people, and I'm talking to them on the phone. It doesn't matter to me because I know it's going to be good. So right away, the universe knows, okay, bring them on. Bring them to Natalie. She can handle them. I mean, I could talk to anybody. Bring the Pope. I don't care. You know, find something to talk to them about. But you see, that's a given for me. But then there are other things that, and I'm going to tell everybody this story of what happened yesterday because they're going to relate to this with what you say. I want to go to Africa. That's one of my dreams, is to go to Africa, right? Well, last April, I'm following this man. His name is Billy Dodson. He's a famous photographer. And no, I'm not going there. If everybody's going to say, oh, my God, when are you going? No, not yet. But anyways, I was following him on Instagram, and I was liking all of his pictures, and he started selling this beautiful book. I mean, I got it yesterday, and it's all the photographs that he's taken when he's gone to Africa, all, you know, Kenya, Botswana, all the places that he's gone to, and he was selling it, and all of the money goes to his foundations. My favorite animal has always been the giraffe, but now I'm kind of leaning towards the elephants. I love them too, so... So we got to talking back and forth on Instagram, believe it or not. And then So I bought his book, and I thought, gee, I want him to inscribe it. I want him to say to Natalie. I don't want him just to sign his name. You know how they oftentimes do that. It's not personal. So I wrote him an email through his site. He wrote me back. I got it. I'll do it. And then when he told me on Instagram, everybody, that the books were being shipped, I reminded him. I said, now, don't forget, you got to make it to Natalie. I got your back. So I get this book, Barbara, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was here, and it came in this big, huge box. It's 24 by 24. It's humongous, mm-hmm. hardcover.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this inscription inside. I mean, I sobbed. I could read it, but, I mean, it just touched my heart. And my son said to me, mm-hmm. Mom, what did you say to him? I just told him to put to Natalie. Well, he did a lot more than that. So now... You know, what he said, I'm going to say, I don't mean to take up your time, but he wrote in here, Natalie, maybe this book will inspire you to make that visit to Africa. Thanks so much for your support of all wildlife, and thanks also for your friendship to me. Best wishes and big hugs, Billy Dodson. Now, he wrote that in my book, and I did not ask for it. He stepped up even higher, so I wrote to him and thanked him. Then I got this idea, I'm going to put it in my featured section in my magazine for October. And he said, okay, how many images do you want? He said, yes, just like that.
Great.
Do you want, how high of a resolution do you want?
But that's great.
So you
this is a step.
You see, because he's actually the connection to Africa for me. Now, most people would laugh and say, well, what does she want to go there for? Because I have this fondness for animals and the little ones, and I call them my little boopies, and that's what I call them. But you see, it just took me closer now. And it solidified what I believe that can actually happen for me. So it's what. So now I've got this kind of, you could call it an attitude, and that's what everybody, you need to get.
But
I think first you have to have something occur, don't you, Barbara, that'll make you sit back and say.
Yeah, but wait. You have such good energy about it. That's the reason. Just listening to you talk, you're so excited about it. You think it's so wonderful. You're so passionate. That's all of the energy that you're putting out about this subject is a really high frequency. So the universe is lining up with that and sending you, now it's Billy Dodson and whoever, you know, that, again, keep on that high frequency and see what happens.
Well, yeah.
That is the secret.
Yeah. That's a good example for everybody. I mean, whatever it is, if you have something like you want to be assistant to the vice president or whatever, just be passionate about it. Just know that I can do this. I can do this. This is going to be me. I'm going to do this. But you have to, you're right, it's the frequency. And I get excited about a lot of things like that. But this is the first thing that has ever happened for me in the direction. But the universe is watching. And now wait till it lines it up now. Oh, look out. You want to go? We'll get you there.
But in my book, The Road to Power, I have examples of visualization exercises, which is pretty much what you were just doing by your own instinct, that you have been thinking about it. You have been looking at the pictures. You have been talking about it. You talked about it to me before when we talked. You've been thinking about it. You have really good energy around it. And so it's coming closer and closer to you, so stay there and don't entertain. If other thoughts come up, just go back to this story that you just told, the good energy. I mean, you have to feel it. And you did really feel it. You told this story. It was a perfect example of what I teach people. Your energy was really, really good. I mean, we could say this affirmation that I just gave everyone, the mantra, every day and every way, I am getting better and better. You can't say it, you know, every day and every week. You have to have good energy when you say it. It's the energy, not the word. So if you say every day in every way, I am getting better and better, that's good energy. It's not every day. You know, so what you just told, the way, it wasn't just the words. It was the frequency of what you said.
Yeah.
So that's
and you know what else too, Barbara? You know what? You know I'm writing a book about Africa. It's a magical story. It's a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even begun to tell Billy that. But I just feel he will be my connection somehow, some way. And I don't know. I'm not even looking for it. I'm just so excited about what has happened to me. And I really, so I wrote in this note and I said, you know, wanted to thank him, and I said, I sobbed when I started to look at it because Natalie doesn't cry. I don't cry, I sob. That's the truth about me. Because I get so passionate about something. And I know, and I have pictures in my head of, and it's part of the story that I'm writing, of how I will be when I'm there. I already know.
I can tell a story that will enforce what you're saying now. The truth about this amazing book, The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul, the way it happened, you're going to love this, okay? I'll just tell this briefly. I wrote this book, or I would say this book was actually channeled to me in 1994, and it happened like this. I was a single mother, I have three sons, and I was working really hard as an English copywriter here in Copenhagen, Denmark, and I was really stressed out of my mind. And I decided when the summer came that I had to have some alone time. So I told everybody, all my friends, family, everybody, that I was going far away, that I was going to Australia, I was going on a trip, blah, blah, but I didn't go away. Instead, I took my bicycle and I went up to the north of Copenhagen. There's this beautiful forest and there are beautiful beaches and all kinds of nice nature spots. So I went up there every day and I had 3 weeks vacation, and I went all by myself and I went in the woods and I meditated and I went on the beaches and I swam and I did everything by myself, and I got myself really calmed down. And on the very last day of the 3 weeks, it was evening and I was sitting on the beach and I was all alone and the sun was going down. And then suddenly it was as if I got knocked on the head and a voice said to me, Barbara, take out a piece of paper and a pen. You're going to write a book. And I had no plans of writing books. I wasn't thinking about writing books or doing anything. And then the voice said, the title of the book is going to be The Road to Power. And I wrote that down. And chapter one is going to be in the title of chapter one, and what was going to be in chapter one. Chapter two, title of chapter two, what was going to be in chapter two. And it dictated to me the whole book. And then it said, now go home and write it. And I thought, wow. And so then I went home and I wrote the book. It was really easy to write it. And then I was already a published author. I had written several books before that. And so I sent it to my publisher here in Denmark, and it got refused and said that it was total crap. And it was all about the power of the mind, focus, blah, blah, blah. And then I sent it to some other publishers, and everyone rejected the book. And so I thought, it was so powerful, the book, and the message was so strong, that I would publish it myself. And I would publish 1,000 copies, and if nobody wanted it, then I would just give them all away. So I published 1,000 copies, and at the same time, my best friend, who is one of Denmark's most famous women writers, she was in the hospital, had just been operated on for cancer, and I gave her the manuscript of this book. And the way the universe works, it's so strange. The day that she came out of the hospital was the same day that I got the 1,000 copies of the book. And she was a famous journalist, and she wrote a full-page article that came in the front of Denmark's biggest newspaper. And then suddenly the book became a bestseller. And after that, it has now, today it's published in 30 languages. So the universe took, I didn't do anything except follow the simple directions, write the information down, and make it available. And so you can't really figure out how this works, but if you stay true to the vision.
And you really, really can't. Well, you know, it's funny, I told you about my story, and I said, well, yeah, I'll finish it, and I got to get it published. And you said to me, don't worry, I'll get it published.
Mm-hmm. It will. It's again. You just have to stay on the high energy frequency that you're on when you talk about it. I have talked to you several times now, and I can feel the difference of when you're feeling down in the dumps and when you have this high good energy. And you, the highest best energy I've heard from you is this Africa project. So I know that's your soul calling you for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Again.
Africa will never be the same. Oh, there he is. Oh, my God. Because, you see, for me, it's you know, I have a nice Nikon camera, and it's just, it takes a lot of money to get there. But I'm not even worried about the money. I'm just, because I have something else. I'm I have this, like you said, high frequency on that. This person has the money, so it's all going to work out, and I'm going to get there, and I'm going to get there with this person. So, and this is part of my story, Barbara. This is my story, this fairy tale. But it's all, but it, you know, like I told you, it's like to make people start to believe in things that they cannot see. And I will end the show as I always do. But I can't explain how you can raise yourself up. You have to be passionate, first of all, I think, with something, no matter what it is, you know, getting a new car, whatever. And don't worry about the money. Don't worry about your credit. Just go and I want that red car. I am going to get that red car. I see myself in that red car, and I'm going to look awesome, and that's it. And don't put anything, but it's really tough not to throw in that negativity. How do you look around that, Barbara?
I don't think I would explain it the way that you do. I think I would do it a bit differently. I always tell people that the quickest way to raise your energy is not to be so specific as you're saying, but rather focus on anything that you can find in your life experience that's good. So in other words, gratitude lists are really the quickest route to raising your frequency. So if you have, for example, if you have five or six different areas in your life, you have your job, you have your family, you have your, you know, what you're passionate about, you maybe you have fitness or exercise, or you have a garden, or you have a house, whatever you have, if you look at the different areas in your life, pick the area where you have the best energy. For example, if you have the best energy when it comes to, I don't know, you love gardening, and you love, you have so many beautiful flowers, and you love cultivating your garden, and you love growing tomatoes, and you have some other areas where you have problems, leave them alone and work on focusing your attention on where you have good energy. And once you get stable on that good energy, it actually, the other areas in your life, they get lifted up, because it's also important to remember that the higher frequencies are much more powerful than the lower frequencies. So if you have a strong feeling of gratitude about anything, it's much more potent, much more powerful than the whole lot of fear or complaining or whatever. So if you're having difficulties maintaining a high frequency, try to identify an area where you do have good energy. So I would say to you, your whole thing about Africa and the story and the, you know, your idea, you have such good energy there. You don't need to think about anything else. Just think about that all the time, because that will get you more stable in that high frequency. And you will notice that when you think about other areas and you feel that you're dipping down, go back to the good energy and try to bring the other areas up to the high frequency. In other words, when I coach people every day, people come to me with their problems, but I'm stable on this high frequency. So when somebody comes in with whatever their problem is, they're in crisis, they're challenged, whatever it is, I don't go down and say, "Who are you? You'll never figure it out." I don't do that. I stay on a high frequency, and then I try to help them find a pathway to lift themselves up so that they find the solutions that they're looking for. So in other words, I believe in their ability to find solutions. I believe in their ability to focus their attention. I believe in their ability to raise their frequency. And because I believe in their ability, and I tell them how to do it, they do it, actually. I mean, I have so many amazing stories of people whose lives have been turned around because they've learned these techniques. So it's again, it's a conscious choice. I would like to say also in connection with this that for people who are listening in, I'm offering on my website a free ebook. It's called The Mental Laws, where I outline the laws that are governing the way our minds work. And if you send me an email to info@beamteam.com, info@beamteam, BEAMTEAM.com, and just write in the subject line, "The Mental Laws," we'll send you this free ebook. And in this book, you will the things I've been talking about, how the mind works and how you can focus your attention more effectively, it's all outlined in that. So, and if you didn't get the email address, go into my website. It's beamteam, BEAMTEAM.com. And on the front page of the website, it will tell you how to get the free ebook. So again, it's
yeah, I'm looking
this
at it right now. Yeah.
Yeah. This
of course,
information
I'm lucky
is
I've
so,
got all your books.
Well,
most of them anyway,
I mean, there's so many people that say to me that, you know, that we should teach this to our kids in school. And I said, yes, let's do it. I mean, this information is so, so important. You can change your life when you have this information. So
it really is. But you see, like for me, I've never had anything have a sequence like this before that I recognize now. I sat down and I thought, wow.
That's great.
Wow.
That's great.
I mean, you know, I'll probably have him on an interview. I'm sure he'll say yes. I mean, he's like, you know, he's like he adores me. You should see the emails he sends to me. I mean, he's got a lovely wife and he's in Virginia, but he feels something with my passion. He recognizes it and he knows just by what I've typed and what I put on Instagram. And I follow, I mean, I am an activist of all of these. You know, it was World Gorilla Day, and I posted something about that, and I said, we must stop the poaching, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it, people will say, well, there's people in the United States, for example, who don't have a lot of things. Yes, but they can go to somebody else and get some help.
Mm-hmm.
The animals over there, who are they going to go to? They don't have anybody to go to. There's no go-to for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all, you know, because they'll say, well, why don't you do that? If I get the money, you bet I will help people in the United States. I mean, that's one of my other passions is to be able to help because I feel that the world has been spiraling down and not up. And I think it needs a jolt. And if we're lucky, we won't get a jolt from the universe. But we really need to start shaping up and doing some things. And by going and helping, do things out of love and out of passion. But, you know, don't look at it like, oh, well, I'm going to get this from this. No, who cares? I don't care what you're going to get from it. Just do it. It really makes you feel good. And I'm a perfect example of what happened with this Africa thing because I, you know, I've been dragging my feet about writing it. You've encouraged me to write. Just sit down and write, you know. But it's kind of magical. Well, man, maybe my life has been magical in a way. People are listening. I know somebody's listening. She's going to say, look what you've done in 20 years. It's true, but I don't look at it that way. It was just, you know, it's another one of my passions. You have to develop that, and then that brings that, like you said, your vibration, your frequency up so high, and people will say, well, listen to your voice. You know, a guy said to me, you could sell anything. I said, only if I really loved what I was selling.
Exactly.
And
well, again,
he told me that
about
25 years ago. I didn't even realize it. He said, you should hear yourself on the phone. When you loved something, I had a passion for tennis. Still do. But that was it. I mean, he said, okay. He said, you don't even have to tell me why. I'll do it. That's what he would say to me. He'd laugh. He says, look at me. I'm saying yes, and I don't even know what I'm saying yes to. So that's part of it too, but I guess I was doing that way back, but I didn't even realize what it was. Now, hearing
you're more
you,
I
understand now. Okay, so I'm not packing my bags yet for Africa, but I know it's on the way because the universe has showed me something that you have a great connection with someone now, and he knows a lot of people, and he does safaris. And all of that, you just got to come up with the money. Well, don't worry about the money. Somehow it's going to come. And I'm not worried. I just know. My son said to me yesterday, Mother, you know what? You're going to go there. I said, you know, it's been one of my dreams. And I just want to be close. I just want to see it with my eyes. Not in pictures, but I want to see it with my eyes. So I think that's something to tell people. I have your book here, The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul, right in front of me. And all these things that you're talking about is in this book, correct? Oh, yeah, you talk about the way the mind works, talk to your body, don't think about food, power of silence. Oh, I'm silent a lot sometimes. I do that a lot, but I have to be careful that I don't start thinking I have to just keep thinking positively, and like you said, I've never really been that passionate about a lot of things, except I'll tell you, when I do interviews, Barbara, I was excited to talk to you, you know, because I knew you would bring forth an awful lot of good information, and the shows are recorded. And so Candy will run with it today. I'll run with it today. Tomorrow it'll be in my blog post, and that'll get sent out everywhere. But see, that's a passion for me, and I'm telling people out there, I do all that for nothing. This, I just do it because I love it. I love promoting Barbara. I'm like her promoter. Only she didn't hire me. She doesn't even know. But that's what I love to do.
But the thing is that what you're talking about, again, is that you're in alignment with your soul calling. The book that I actually wrote just before, the one that came out last year, I think you have it also. It's called Find and Follow Your Inner Compass. Don't you have that one also?
I believe so. Oh, I have them all. They're all sitting here. Yes. Here.
Find and Follow Your Inner Compass is also about getting in alignment with each one of us has a direct connection, since we're all created by the universe, the infinite intelligence that created everything. Each one of us is a unique manifestation of the God force, you could say, of infinite intelligence. And that when we're in alignment, because that's also what you're talking about now, when you're talking about your passion about animals, Africa, when you talk about that, it's so obvious that you are in alignment with your soul calling. So it feels good to you, and when you line up with that, the universe, you have a high frequency, and the universe picks up on your signal, and then all these different, it's the synchronicity, all these different things, they line up because you're lined up. So this book I've written called Find and Follow Your Inner Compass is about listening to the signal that comes from within that is telling you, again, it's all about energy. So when you have good energy, when you're on this high frequency, you're not in doubt. I mean, you were not in doubt when Natalie was talking about Africa and animals. We can hear that that's really something she's passionate about. So you're in alignment with what I call your inner compass. Your inner compass is pointing north. You're in alignment with your soul essence. And so in this book, Find and Follow Your Inner Compass, I talk about the different levels of energy, the different frequencies, and how you can notice better, when you are in alignment and when you're out of alignment. And the basic thing to notice is that when you feel negative energy, when you feel heavy-hearted, when you feel depressed, when you feel out of sorts, whatever you want to call it, it's really a signal from your inner compass that you're moving away from your connection with the God force, with your higher self, whatever you want to call it, your soul essence. And that the moment you move back to the things that are in harmony with your essence, then suddenly you feel better. You feel relief. You feel more positive energy. And so that's the other thing I notice about people. When I ask them, what is preventing you from being in alignment with your own soul essence, it's always the same answer. People are afraid of what other people will think about them, or they're afraid they'll be criticized, or they're afraid that, you know, that their family or their partner or their children or whoever it is will not approve. And that's, again, part of the equation here of getting your frequency higher, getting in alignment with the God force, getting in alignment with your higher self. We have to learn that. In other words, we can't always look to the outer, to other people for guidance. We have to look within. We have to feel the feeling within ourselves, and then we have to go for that. So this is another part of this equation of learning to free yourself from the collective consciousness, going your own way, learning to live a free, happy life, creating the kind of life that you really want to live. There's so many different aspects of the old programming that come up. And one of them is, you know, what will other people say if I do something different than what they think I should be doing?
Exactly. And that's, you know, like if when I tell about what I would like to do, I mean, I know my friends, not my son and not my granddaughter, because she's just like me. She, you know, they will look at me like, why is this so important to her? I mean, there's so many mundane things that she should be oh, no, no, not for me. And and I don't, it wasn't until, I don't even know where this all came from. It started way back for me because, you know, of course, I always love going to zoos and things like that. But then the world opened up to me somehow so that I could see, you know, you can see live stuff going on. Instagram is perfect for that. I go there all the time. You can see all the animals. You can see good things happening out there for people also. And that's how I kind of, it kind of like, gave me another layer to me and another layer that I just know that I will not be denied this. I just know. And that's another thing too. It's hard to know. Just like I said, I know the person who's got the money who's going to go with me. I already know. I just have to get in contact with this person.
So I think that you should just, you have this knowing, just leave it. Just carry on, you know. I mean, you have the knowing when it comes up. I just know. Again, there's nothing more powerful than knowing. Knowing is that it's already done. Knowing is it's already done.
Yeah.
And you can just wait until it shows up and you will say, oh, isn't that interesting? It was like that. It was like that. So, I mean, I can see when I'm on, when I have a really high frequency, when I'm really on, you know, really in that powerful energy, it's really interesting to see what emails I get or who calls me on the phone. I mean, it's so obvious that things are different when my energy is better. And if my energy isn't so good a day, I mean, again, it's always a perfect match. So it's really, really important that we start to look at what's coming into us because it's showing us where our energy is. So again, so everything that's happening in the external is a printout, you could say. It's the out picturing of where your energy is. So if you're in doubt about where your energy is, look at what's going on in your life.
Right. Exactly. But sometimes it means you have to make a change.
Absolutely. Well, that's again what I said
It doesn't say we're not going to say it's going to be a walk in the park. I always say walk in the park, walk in the clouds, walk in the grass. I mean, it's just not going to be that simple. That's why, you know, I'm an empath, and I mean, I get crushed. I can get crushed so easily by what I see, what I hear, what I read about. I have to remove myself from that because it does a number on me. That's why I say Natalie doesn't cry, she sobs. And when I do that, it's coming from within the depths of my soul. That's what's coming out. And I already know it, and I recognize it. Okay, I can deal with that. I know. I already know. So,
but again,
not everybody's like that.
But it's also a question that it's not so black and white. We're all evolving souls. We're all on a journey of self-realization, self-empowerment. So there's nobody who's perfect. There's nobody who's got it all figured out. But every day, again, we go back to that affirmation, every day in every way, I am getting better and better, that we are all evolving. So the idea that, you know, that I have to have it all figured out, that's not going to support you on your journey. I've also written a book called The Awakening Human Being, which has a lot of about the process of awakening, that it can be a very bumpy road. But all the time, we are evolving as we become more aware. So it's important to frame the journey in a kind, compassionate way towards yourself. In other words, I think always, for example, when people come to me for coaching, they always come for they have some problem, they have some issue. But I know that the moment this person has the courage, first of all, to call me and comes, either walks through the door here or I meet them on Skype or wherever I meet them, that this person is embarking on a journey now which is going to change their life. And that even though they feel that they're really in deep shit, excuse my French, at the moment, this is the beginning of the journey for them because they have the courage to, first of all, ask for help, and they also have the courage to start looking within, and then they have the courage to actually, people who go to me, they get homework, they have to read books, they have to do exercises, so they have the courage to say, okay, I'm going to try to do this, and that's a great thing. So it's really, really important to say that when you see someone in crisis, that you try to, again, the way you focus on helping them is not so much to say, poor you, but to say, I really have confidence in your intelligence. I really have confidence in your inner strength. I know that this is the beginning of great growth for you. I see you well and strong and alive through and through. I mean, that you see this evolution of the soul happening before your eyes. So it's true of everyone we meet, that our attention to them in a good way also has a high frequency which influences them. Did you follow that? Did that make sense?
Yes, it made a lot of sense. And you have to, like, just what you have to understand also, that anything is possible. A lot of people figure and they cross it off, oh, that's not going to happen. Well, I'm going to ask you, why not? Did somebody come down and tell you that's not going to happen? That's impossible, mm-hmm. what you are seeking? No. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. I have to even tell myself that. I mean, mm-hmm. I was stuck in, you know, I had Maya Moon. I did my, not stuck, I mean, it was wonderful with her. And then, of course, she passed away. I didn't do the radio for 3 months. And then mm-hmm. one of my people, Al, said, I'm going to interview you. Come on, we're going to get your feet wet again. And people started saying to me, we need to hear your voice. But in the beginning, mm-hmm. my voice was not like it is right now. That was mm-hmm. last May when I started. Then mm-hmm. it changed. And then I was more, yeah, I thought, oh, I don't know if I can talk to people that I don't even know. You know, I knew Maya for years. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden it was this one and this one and this one. And pretty soon I started looking forward to all the interviews. I mean, I'm booked now until December. And, I mean, you know, some people are a little bit more famous than others, but some people are great. They're all authors. They're all, you know, the one lady tomorrow is an actress, but it doesn't matter who she is. I'm going to talk to her just like I'm talking to Barbara. I'm mm-hmm. going to be on a high, and she's mm-hmm. going to sit back in her chair and think, wow.
Because
it's a passion, because I know, and it's, you're right, it's the frequency that when I tune into what I have to do, I look mm-hmm. forward to it. And I don't even, I'll look over what the sheets I get on them, you know, because you sent me stuff, and Candy does stuff, and Jackie does stuff for me, and it's in my dashboard. I don't even look at it. All I do mm-hmm. is kind of get an idea of what, well, I know you, but I get an idea mm-hmm. of what they've done, mm-hmm. where they're mm-hmm. going, and I mm-hmm. run with it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That is perfect formula for success, what you just said. Again, it's all about
right.
your energy. It's all about your energy.
It is.
So.
And it really is. And then sometimes, you know, I watch my voice when I'm going to be on the radio. Like, I'll be on twice this week because sometimes it gets a little raspy. And there's nothing wrong. I've been to an ear, nose, throat guy. He says, there's nothing wrong with you. He does all that tests and all that. But I watch that because I want to sound really good. And mm-hmm. but I also have people around me, Barbara, that are wonderful. I've never
great.
Met them, but I'm very blessed with them. They believe in me. Candy's one of them. She's in the chat room. Jackie's the other one. Then I have this other lady who listens to all my shows. And, oh, you're on today. Boy, you sounded really good. I mean, she critiques
mm-hmm.
it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so if you surround yourself with people that are like that, and I have a dear friend that's like that, and my son and my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law, not so much my daughter-in-law because I really don't see her as much, but you have to – I mean, she knows where I want to go, and she probably thinks about it and think, what is wrong with her? But it's not stopping me because mm-hmm. I'm levels above that now. You know what I'm saying? My frequency is way up there now with this. It's
mm-hmm.
high, and I'm going to carry it through with anything that I want in my life that I would like
mm-hmm.
to have, I should say, and mm-hmm. and know that, okay, sit back, keep thinking about your story and all that you're doing
mm-hmm.
And this hookup man in Africa, well, he's not in Africa now, but that's where he goes, and he knows all the whys and the wherefores, and what better
mm-hmm.
end do I have than somebody like him that just kind of fell into my lap?
Mm-hmm.
Because he detected something with me. He felt, because he has the passion too, see, and he saw it in me by what I typed
mm-hmm.
to him. because I've never talked to him on the phone. So the continuing saga, I'm madly going to Africa, but I'm not going alone. I will have this man who's going to love me more than anything with me, and he's loaded with money, but that's not the driving factor for me. But he will give me the ability for us to go there to help like I see myself doing. I already know if I get there, a lot of good things are going to happen, especially for the two of us because of what he can do and what I can do, and it'll be for the world. And I've always felt that about myself, so... And I'm wondering, too, sometime we're almost going to be out of time. Well, we have 5 minutes left. But I wonder, you know, I almost died in 1983. And I had some near-fatal accidents, but that was the real doozy. And I think it was an awakening for me. It took a long time. It took like 20 years before I am where I am right now. But it's a wonderful thing. People will always say that about Natalie. Oh, my God, if she had a passion for something, look out. It's like she's in this big tank. You better get out of her way. She's coming.
You have a great story about yourself. Just stick to your story, and then you'll let all the rest of us know what turns up that matches your story. It's terrific. Again, you have got it, the secret. So just go for it, girl. And don't let anybody
talk. I don't know how I got it, but I got it. I got it. I believe in divine order, divine timing. I believe in messages that I get. I believe that also that when something appears, look at it. You can discard it if you want. It's like looking for a job. You don't want to go through that door. All the doors open for everybody. It's up to you to decide, I really don't want to do that. Okay, because of this, this, and this. Well, then don't do it. Something else will come to you. It will happen.
Well, you have to find and follow your inner compass. And when you are in harmony with your higher self and your soul essence.
I have to look for that book, Barbara. I think I have it. I have your other three. I have three books altogether, but I'm sure I've got it. I'm sure I have it. I have The Awakening Human Being.
Yeah.
I have that one.
Yeah.
And I have your Are You Happy Now? I have that one.
Yeah.
And then I have The Road to Power. And I'm certain you sent me the other one.
I'm certain I did, too, but I really think you should read the one about the compass now because it's so important in terms of what you are into right now, staying in alignment with your astral dream. It has all the pieces about the high frequency and focusing on it and how to notice the signal, so I really, really recommend it for you. I think it's a very short book. Just look through it briefly, and you will see it's everything that you said. Makes perfect sense when you understand this inner compass principle that you have that good energy when you're in alignment with your soul essence, your soul calling, and that the moment you get off that, you don't feel so good. So don't do that. Stay there.
No,
see.
You know what else I want to do? I've always had this idea in my head that I was going to fly a plane as a little girl. I went to the airport with my dad every Saturday. My girlfriends were playing with their dolls. I was out watching airplanes take off and land and asking everybody there on the base all kinds of questions. I probably drove them crazy, and I was 8 years old. But my dad loved planes, too, and he passed it over to me, and that's in my mind, too. But first, I have to do first things first.
Now that we're running out of time, may I say thank you very much for inviting me to your lovely show.
I might have to have you again now, Barbara, you know. And please go to her site. It's beamteam.com. 90 seconds. I love you. I love you, Barbara. We'll have you on again, okay?
Yes, we'll do it again soon. We have a lot more to talk about. Thank you, and
blessings
to you.
The continuing saga.
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
And I will make sure that we talk and email and get back on Skype again.
Good, good. Bless you, and thank you for all your good work.
Oh, you too. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, remember there are things out there. Believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. See you tomorrow at 2:00. I have another daytime interview. Bye-bye.